Chapter 5. Joe Learns to Forgive. Amy came into the room one Saturday afternoon to find Joe and Meg getting ready to go somewhere. "Where are you going?" she asked. "Little girls shouldn't ask questions," Joe said. Amy saw Meg put a fan into her pocket. "You're going with Lori to the theater."
"I want to go. I want to go with you and Lori. I'll be good," she begged.
Meg turned to Joe.
"Maybe we could take her."
"If she goes, I won't," Joe shouted. "Lori already has our seats, and if she goes, he'll have to be nice and let her have his. It will ruin the evening."
When Lori called from downstairs, Amy screamed, "You'll be sorry for this, Joe March."
Joe slammed the door as they left.
When they got home, Amy was sitting in the parlor reading. She never looked up at them. Joe ran to her dresser in her room. The last time she and Amy had fought, Amy had emptied out Joe's top drawer. But this time, everything was in its place. The next day, Joe discovered something was missing. She ran into the parlor and asked,
"Has anyone taken my book?"
Meg and Beth were quick to say no. Amy poked the fire and was quiet.
"You've got it!" Joe yelled at Amy.
Amy shouted,
"You'll never see your silly old book again. I burned it."
Joe turned pale. She had worked so hard on the little book, filling with her own writing. They were stories Joe had worked on for years. She wanted to have it all filled before Father returned. Now, it was burned. At tea time, Amy gathered her courage and said,
"Please forgive me, Joe."
"Never," Joe answered. She ignored Amy from then on. When Mrs. March kissed Joe goodnight, she whispered, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Forgive each other." But Joe said, "She doesn't deserve to be forgiven." The next morning, Joe decided to ask Lori to go skating. When Amy heard the noise of the skates, she cried,
"Joe promised I could go with them next time. Today is the last time the ice will be good."
"Go after them," Meg said.
"Be kind, and Joe will be friends again."
But when Joe saw Amy following behind, she turned away. Lori did not see her. Joe skated down the river, ignoring Amy. Lori shouted,
"It's not safe in the middle. Stay near the shore."
But Amy did not hear him. She skated toward the smooth ice in the middle. Joe began to skate farther away, but turned in time to see Amy fall through the ice. Joe couldn't scream or move. Lori rushed past her.
"Quick, bring a fence rail."
Joe dragged a rail from the fence as Lori held Amy up by his arm. Together they pulled her out. She was more frightened than hurt. Lori wrapped his coat around Amy, and they hurried her home. She finally fell asleep, rolled in blankets near a hot fire.
"Is she safe?"
Joe whispered to her mother. "Yes, thanks to you and Lori for covering her and getting her home quick." Joe fell down beside the bed and cried,
"It will be my fault if she dies. It's all because of my awful temper."
Amy moved in her sleep. Joe looked up and said,
"I did let the sun go down on my anger. If it hadn't been for Lori today, I might never have been able to tell her I forgive her."
Amy opened her eyes and held out her arms. Neither she nor Joe said a word, but they hugged one another, and everything was forgiven and forgotten.